I was waiting for you to say like go or something.
I can't be everything.
Only Jesus can be everything is crazy.
Only Jesus can.
Okay, I'm gonna start. Here we go.
Okay.
What's up, guys? Welcome to the All Faith, No Fear podcast, where we replace fear with faith. I'm so excited to be here.
Yep, same. I'm excited, y'all.
Yo, yo. What's up, y'all?
Yo, yo.
I'm Asia. Wait, are we not doing...
I thought that we said no to the introduction.
We can't say our
name. I'm Asia.
No names.
Okay, yeah, okay. We're here now. Let's do it.
Let's start it up.
All right. But no, like, real introduction. No, like, yeah, I got a family of 10. Like, you know what I mean? Nothing like that. But just, like, my name is Asia. Hey, y'all. Okay. I'm Asia. Okay, Kiana said for the first time, I think y'all should.
Okay.
We don't have to. Okay, boom. We don't got to do it too in-depth. Just, like, your name.
Yeah.
Boom, my name is Asia.
Okay.
Quick.
Please keep this in the first episode.
Why?
Please.
All right, boom.
Y'all ready?
Yeah.
All right. What's up, guys? Welcome to the All Faith, No Fear podcast, where we replace fear with faith. I'm so excited to be here. My name's Malcolm.
I'm Asia.
I'm Brent. I didn't know which. Okay, you go.
Okay, boom. This is how it's going to be. I'm gonna go. Malcolm gonna go. I'm gonna go. You and Ryan gonna go. Cash.
Okay.
Dang, y'all. Seriously.
I forgot my place.
You're after third.
Okay. I'm after Malcolm.
You're after Asia. Sorry.
Asia.
Come on, bro. Come on. We gotta get to two.
Okay. Y'all ready? Asia, please. Okay. All right. Here we go. What's up, guys? Welcome to the All Faith, No Fear podcast, where we replace fear with faith. I'm your boy, Malcolm.
I'm Asia.
I'm Brandy.
I'm Ryan.
And I'm Cash.
Yeah, we are so excited to be here, y'all. Y'all don't understand. This has been a long time coming. God has been good. We are here because we just love talking about Jesus, and we like talking about Jesus with each other. So we just thought, why not talk about him with y'all? So y'all are our family now. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We're family.
Welcome.
And we're excited to be here. So that's pretty much that.
Hey, real quick, before we start, I want to know, like, what everybody is listening to, because I've been going down this rabbit hole of, like, Martha Munizzi and just, like, all of, like, the old early 2000s, late 90s, like, gospel and CCM artists, and so I'm listening to that and to that artist, but what are y'all listening to?
You look like a grandpa.
That is a grandpa move.
Yeah.
How is that a grandpa?
Martha, as in Vicky Yohi, Martha Munizzi.
I'm a musician.
I mean, that's amazing, but it's just...
Wait, name five always, Martha songs.
Am I always supposed to listen to the new stuff?
Yes.
That's crazy.
Five Martha songs. Go.
Five. Go.
Oh, God.
Glorious.
Don't say glorious.
Because of Who You Are.
Okay.
That's...
She did one, too.
I Know that's... The Plans.
Okay.
What? It's three, not four. Put your
Also, isn't Because of Who You Are Vicky Yohi?
It is technically her song.
Okay. Two.
But she also recorded it too.
Okay. Three.
I listened to both versions.
Right. Okay. You're stalling.
I Know the Plans. I don't know the other ones off the top of my head.
That's sick. Okay. That's all right.
But am I always supposed to listen to new music? I'm confused.
No judgment. What is it we listen?
I'm judging.
Judge a little bit.
Why are you judging?
Because you only got two Martha songs.
You got me judged.
I mean, I listen to the other ones on YouTube.
Oh, okay. I'm looking at his like songs on Spotify.
Okay, Brady.
What are you listening to?
What?
Yeah, what are you listening to?
Y'all want me to be honest?
Oh,
yes.
No, Brady.
Okay, here we go. I like smooth jazz. I listen to right now Braxton Cook still.
And I'm the grandpa.
Smooth jazz is very hip.
Okay.
Braxton Cook, Tom Misch, a little bit of Brazilian jazz, you know, Waters of March type of deal.
Okay.
And I listen to Rhett Brown Clark. I'm not gonna lie. I listen to it every morning.
And she calling me the grandpa.
I listen to that song every morning. Y'all know what song I'm talking about. You know what song I'm talking about.
What's up, Baltimore? Somebody make some noise in here today.
No, not that one.
What's it called?
That's sick.
I just wanna praise you.
That's all.
You listen to that every morning?
Every morning when I go to work, I listen to that.
Wow.
Okay. Okay. Now, okay. I'm listening to, I forgot how to say her name. But she sings that song. The video's here, and it's "If I Ever Needed You, I Need You Now." Whatever.
Oh, I'm gonna put it right here.
Y'all know who I'm talking about?
I do.
Yes, I'm listening to her song. I don't know how to pronounce it, but it's an African song in a whole other language. I got an African priest.
Hey, you
do. I love an African priest.
And I just be in my worship room crying out to the Lord, not knowing really what I'm saying. I gotta look at the words. But they be serious, so I know it's good. You know what I mean? Like, it's God glorifying. So that's what I'm listening to.
Period. I'm listening to, I have two songs that I've been listening to, like, on repeat. The first one I started listening to actually a few months ago. It's just More Than Able by Elevation Worship. It's such a good song.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Such a good song. That's one of those songs that I would never get tired of. We sing it a lot at my church. Mm-hmm. And we're actually preparing to sing it in a few days. And I'm just loving it. And it takes me out every time. Mm-hmm. And you know me, I got to be a little corny. Not really corny. This is actually, I'm actually listening to this. But I'm listening to Peace by Asia. I just can't get enough.
Aww. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
He's my one. He's my one listener that I have.
I'm literally not.
I was just looking at it yesterday.
Also, one of your biggest fans. Oh my God, Asia.
Oh.
Yes, sir.
So that's what I'm listening to.
Fan. I love that. Thank you, brother.
Amen.
What you listening to, Cash?
A lot of stuff, to be honest. Listen to Made for You by Michaela Robinson.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
It's on Crane. I can't even.
Yeah, it do.
Yeah, it does. Jayla put some, like, her husband, I know she said, look, make this R&B Christian.
So good.
Good stuff.
Then Black Sheep by my man Ricky, a.k.a. Yo, that album is crazy. Painted.
I didn't know he dropped the album.
He did.
Yeah, it's crazy. I'm telling you, it's crazy.
I gotta check it out.
Crazy.
Okay, next week we gotta come back with a review, because... He's so good.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
He's tough. And Worship, I've been listening to a lot of, you know, the song We Want Revival. Mm. That's a great song.
Mm-hmm. Is that about Raised Worship?
Yes. It's like, yeah. We Revival.
That's Elizabeth
Carter.
Mm-hmm. Very good song.
Yeah, last one. There's one more song. Of course, I listen to a lot of old school R&B. That's what I listen to, especially Day Nice Wife. But... There's one last song I've been listening to a lot. A New Thing Coming by Elevation. Like, the music in that, I'm not even like a musician, but that is musically crazy.
You've been giving a musician praise, though. Like, you really could have been a musician, because you be following along for somebody that don't play.
I love music. Like, you know, Mary J. Blige says, you know, I love music. That's how I feel. Yeah.
You say Mary J. Blige?
Yeah, remember? She make us
listen to Mary Don't Judge, all right?
Go ahead, Mary. Go. Mary.
I love Mary J. Blige.
Go, Mary.
Ain't she about to go on tour?
Oh, yeah, she is.
No? Oh, she is.
I think she is.
Her band is killing.
She's coming to DC?
Her band is, like, actually really killing.
Top five 2000s ever, period.
Yeah. No, I agree.
I feel like I don't know five songs from her. Definitely.
Well, go dive into her catalog. Yeah. She got good music.
Yeah, she has very good music.
Not saying it like that, because she's obviously a legend. But I just didn't grow up listening to her. Whatever. Let's just continue. I don't know. Whatever. Don't listen to me.
I mean, that was fun.
I know. Okay. Anyway. So we're going to dive into our first topic.
We are about to dive into our first topic that I remembered to do on time. Because, All right. Okay. All right. Ooh, girl. Okay, this is a topic. This is a topic. Mm-hmm. And this is a topic that a lot of Christians, I feel like, struggle to do. Not because they're horrible, but because it's hard. And I think it's supposed to be hard. Mm-hmm. Because they're supposed to trust God. But anyways, topic is on the table. What are some things in 2024 that made you surrender to the Lord more? Mm. Yeah.
Can I start that?
Yeah, yes,
okay. The things that, you know, happened with me, like I didn't have a job to start the year. I didn't. I lost my job. And so, you know, I had to learn contentment.
Mm.
Like being happy in every circumstance. Like, you know, we can always be always looking for something new or whatever. I kind of like, you know, was appreciative. Like, you know, you can want this certain job. You want this certain position. You want everything a certain way. Well, you know, God like kind of like stripped everything when it came to my job and stuff like that. And even like, you know, finances. Yeah, it was a little something else. But yeah. You know, like, even though I want more, I'm still happy where I am. It's kind of like a place where it's like, I want more, yes. And I'm going to work hard for more, but I'm still happy where I am. Like, and that's a hard place to be, like, you know, content. So yeah, 2024, definitely like that start, it helped me a lot with contentment, like loving where I am, appreciating it, like appreciating my wife, appreciating my kids, appreciating the members I have in my church now, everything, you know, appreciating everything. Cause we can, you know, be looking so far forward that in all reality, yeah, like you gotta love where you are. You have to for your sanity.
Yeah.
You have to appreciate where you are. Cause you can't control the future. You really can't.
Yeah.
Yeah, that whole of Philippians 4 chapter murdered me.
Ooh. And I feel literal peace. We miss. What is it? Because people got it tatted for Philippians 4. What is it? 4:13. They got it tatted.
Not so much. I did a tattoo that says Philippians 4:7.
Okay, period. Period. Because we love our heathen saints. We do. but we got it tatted. But they missed that 4:12. We missed that 4:12 now.
It's not as magical.
Let me read y'all what this don't say, because it's kind of crazy. It's kind of wild.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I'm not saying you won't get it tatted, but if you really understood what he was saying.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so the word says, and read. The word say, it says, I know how to get along and live humbly in difficult times. And I also know how to enjoy abundance and live in prosperity. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of facing life, whether well fed or going hungry, whether having an abundance or being in need. I can do all things which he has called me to do through him who strengthens me and empowers me to fulfill his purpose. I am self-sufficient in Christ's sufficiency. I am ready for anything and equal to anything through him who infuses me with inner strength and confident peace. I'm gonna just let that breathe.
Yeah.
That's the Passion Translation.
The AMP. Yeah, that's what Ryan taught me.
I love Amplified.
Because look, Amplified, every scripture
long. Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Like Jesus wept is like Jesus of Nazareth,
who is
the Son of God. Arthur,
right.
Running down his face.
For sure.
Literally, bro.
Every detail.
I love it though. Oh, I love it.
Yeah, that's cool. Like, but that's what I mean. Like, that's really what faith is, and that's what being content is that's what Paul was talking about, like true contentment. I know we got it tatted.
Yeah.
And I think what people usually mean when they say it is like, what do they usually mean? Like, I can do all things. Yeah, I could do whatever I want, or like, it's like a it's an encouragement, but it's like a prosperity type of thing. Mm-hmm. And it's not necessarily anything wrong with prospering in the Lord, but mm-hmm. he's saying in everything,
mm-hmm.
I can do. Yeah. So I don't know. Anyway,
yeah.
I didn't mean to go on the soapbox, but.
Mm-hmm. No, that's good. Literally in devotion today, we were talking about they were talking about something in Isaiah, but they were talking about peace and was like the word peace comes from shalom, and like the way that we kind of like perverted what peace is makes it almost like things around you have to be good, but like shalom means to be safe, like in your mind and your body, and like safety makes you not worry. And so it's like you can't be safe if you have no one protecting you, you have no one providing for you, you have no, you know, whatever. So it's like, it's a good reminder that we're safe. That's why we can have peace. But you can't have peace if you don't feel safe, you know?
Mm. Yeah.
Now that's a word.
Right?
It is.
And that is a word.
Can I say something quick on it too?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, one thing too about like me learning contentment too is like, I was learning that I was at a place where I was getting like the things that I wanted, like I'm with different house, stuff like that, a lot of great things, but it was because everything wasn't perfect. I was finding myself like not content. I was like anxious and frustrated. It's like, you know, God blessed me with a house, God blessed me with certain things, but it's like, because this ain't where I want it to be. Yeah. It was causing my whole demeanor to be like, yo, I ain't. But so it's like, even if God provides things, we still got to be content if he provides something or not, but be happy with the fact that he did provide. Like maybe the extent that you want, but be happy are literally. And that helped me, because even if I got stuff, everything ain't going to be perfect.
Yeah.
Right.
And it's like, be happy where you are, you know, because nothing will be perfect except God's will.
Amen. Amen.
I love that. I kind of want to add to that. I want to answer the question for myself. I think for me in 2024, I went through a season of like me not necessarily not having the best intentions, but like I wasn't serving from the right place and from the right posture in my ministry for a number of different reasons. Like things just weren't adding up in my life, the things that I thought that I was going to receive or deserved, you know, it wasn't really happening for me. And it kind of took me to a place where I was just kind of on autopilot. But I really do appreciate, like, you know, my local church and just being fed the word. And it really got me back on track to not serving from a place that's authentic and serving from a place that, you know, just has the heart for God's people, and knowing that I'm doing it because I'm being obedient, and also because that's God's purpose in my life. Just finding clarity in my purpose for 2024, and you know, continuing to find clarity of my purpose in 2025. So that's really what made me surrender more, just wanting to serve God's people, and in order to like see the things that I want to see in my life, making sure that I'm putting God first. Mm-hmm. Above all, because, you know, the things that we want, the tangible things or the material things can kind of get, or our minds can kind of get jaded based off, you know, what looks good and the goals and the aspirations and the dreams. And all of those are good things. And God wants us to have those things. However, we want to keep the main thing, which is God. So,
yes, sir.
That's good. Yeah. What about the shoes?
That was like, don't have like such a tight grip on your plans that like God can't wreck them or something like that. Mm-hmm. That God can access them. So
what about y'all? What are y'all what are some things that made y'all surrender to the Lord?
Well, I'm glad you asked. I can't think of anything as I sit in Nashville, Tennessee.
Well, yeah, I guess I should probably speak to that. So the thing that I guess made us trust
you said, like it's your fault.
The thing that made us trust the Lord more, I would say that specific thing is knowing the voice of the Lord, and then also knowing the importance of obedience.
Mm-hmm.
And obedience honors the Lord.
Which, pause, I also found out that if you're not obedient when God tells you to do something, that's sin.
Yes. Literally, it literally is sin.
So ghetto. It's like, I just a little minute. I took a month, and now I'm sinning.
Yeah, it's like when God is telling you to do something, and you're like thinking about being disobedient. You know the voice of the Lord. It just feels like you. It feels like you're being sneaky.
Yeah, you're currently sinning.
It's like I know I shouldn't be like trying to challenge this, but like at the same time, what if I do? Yeah. So yeah, that was the thing. And trust, like obeying the Lord looked like us moving to Nashville, and a long story short, which we had no idea like what that was going to look like. We had no idea of like what city in Nashville we were going to stay in. Was it going to be a high rise, or was it going to be a house, or was it going to be a townhouse? And like we knew prices and everything were like much better than where we were coming from, but we just didn't know what the transition was going to look like. So, I would say like just seeing the whole process of the Lord working all of that out, and then just even confirmation before we like knew for sure, like, oh, this is the Lord, like definitely like ordering our steps. Mm-hmm. Like I would say for me personally, and even just seeing the residuals now, like that's like, okay, like trusting God is definitely beneficial, not necessarily in the sense of like, oh, like all of these great things happen, but it's like, oh, like the Lord just makes things make more sense.
Yeah.
And like when you, the more that you trust the Lord and the more that you're obedient to him, like his voice becomes more clear.
Yeah.
And light becomes more brighter. It's easy to see him and see how he's moving. So
yeah, and what's crazy about that really quickly is like something I've learned in the past like couple of weeks is like God's voice has been the same. It's not like he gets louder.
Yeah.
Purified. And
yeah,
you get to know his voice more. You have to do the changing. God is consistent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
he's not like, all right, now I'm gonna speak louder. It's like, no, it's like I think of it like in a marriage, like you start like your spouse, like obviously your spouse changes, but like there's certain things about your spouse, like in their DNA, that's just innately them. And over time, like you get accustomed to like their habits and why they do certain things, like, oh, okay. Like that's like getting to know your spouse more and more, but it's not that they're changing, but it's like, oh, like I'm actually getting used to like the consistency of who this person is.
Yeah. Or even if you date and you're talking on the phone all the time, like you know their voice.
Yeah.
So the more you spend time with them, the more you know their voice. Like,
oh no.
Yeah. Well,
period. What about you, Brand?
What about you?
That was good.
Well, mine wasn't as pretty. I had a depression.
Oh, wow.
Right after we moved. No, it was a minor depression.
She's never been depressed before. That's why she keeps calling it a depression.
I know. I had a depression. I never had it before, but I think that's what it feels like. Not because I didn't want to move, but it was a lot of change at a lot of time, like at the same time. So like we were praying and like fasting and stuff about moving. That was cool. I was like, all right, bet. We're moving. Like things just happened. We found like the place that we wanted, all the things. Moved down here, and I feel like God was like shifting some things in my company. And I'm like, okay, cool. Game time. Like, cause we be praying and lead meetings and stuff. Like, we'll pray, whatever. So I'm like, all right, game time. Like, we got a plan. We did it. And he was like, yep. I need you guys to clean up shop in that company. And I need you to go into full time, like go to 9 to 5 land. And that was not what I had on my bingo card. And so because I did not feel safe, I did not have shalom, and I did not, therefore I did not have peace. And I had a depression. I was mad. And I mean, looking back on it, it's like, okay, you just wasn't being disobedient. Like you was being disobedient, you were sinning. So I was sad, I was grieving, then I was also sinning. So I was feeling convicted. It was a bad combo.
It's a terrible combo.
It's a bad combo. And I'm like, okay, cool. I was fighting it. I was like, I don't understand why. Like, I could just do, you know, I've been running the company like full time forever. Like, I could just keep doing this. He was like, I need you to do this. And so started applying to places. And I'm just like, you know, just going along with it, whatever, whatever. And then this role comes up. And I didn't know too much about the company, but apparently a lot of people in Nashville know about it. So went along with the process. It was a 19 interview process.
Wow.
So yeah, while I was going along with it, I was like, all right. I kept feeling like the more I went along with it, the more I started feeling like more peace. The more I started praying about it, I started feeling more peace. And literally when I just was like, okay, cool. Like whatever, like it's one thing to say it, like whatever you want to do, do it. But it's like another thing to like do it. Like I spent years building this company and you want me to like flip it upside down. I spent years into this. Like I was praying about this. Like me and you was in sync. You told me to do this. And now it was about to look totally different. So that was something I had to like, I thought I surrendered it, but I didn't because it was so hard to let go of it.
Yeah,
In the way that, you know, it operated before. Mm-hmm. But yeah, did the 19 interviews, got the role, and my life has literally been like vastly different, like 180. Like, yeah. I'm excited to get up every day, you know?
Wow.
Like, I'm not even, like, saying that, like, cliche. Like, I be listening to that Morette because I really be feeling what Morette be saying.
Yeah.
I'm like, every day I'm like, okay, thank you. I'm, like, walking in a prayer. Like, thank you. I'm living in a prayer.
Thank you.
But I never, even, like, I feel like that was literally the darkest season of my life. I never thought that it was going to be light. But literally, I feel like God was kind of just waiting for me to surrender so he can, like, push me into the better season, but I couldn't see it.
Yeah.
So.
And my gosh, that I feel like being so close to that has been the most encouraging thing outside of like my own like life. Like it's been the most encouraging thing like for me in this season.
Yeah.
Because I watched literally everything happen and unfold. And the way that the Lord moved like in your mind first.
I said,
baby, this a 180 from yesterday.
The situation was the same. Like I was still, you know, in the concert. Yeah.
Yeah. God did the biggest one he could do. Period.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's really encouraging.
Can I say something real quick? Because that was that's so good. That was like ministering to me, y'all. Like that I've been realizing like. And, like, the scripture is so true because this came up, like, you know, the scripture said, blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted.
Yeah. Jesus.
Sometimes we just got to realize, like, sometimes the things that we wanted, whatever, and it's taken away or whatever, it's like, it's okay to mourn it. Like, it's okay to cry out. It's okay to really feel frustration. And it says, like, God will comfort you. And I think sometimes we, like, try to suppress it. You know, try to suppress it by just, you know, quoting scripture all day. But the reality is sometimes, like, we really feel it, like, frustrated. So I mourn, like, I remember it was kind of funny, this real quick, but I had an ex, right, that I just broke up with, all that stuff. And I remember, bruh, I took, like, 2 days to really, like, cry, look at all the pictures, all the corny stuff. But, like, after I did it, like, I really, like, made sure I cried. I thought about it. I was like, man, we could have had a future, whatever. I mourned it. And then, like, literally the next day, I was good. It's kind of crazy. I actually mourned. And I think, like, with companies or whatever we got, I think we should actually take time to mourn and be okay that we are not okay.
Yeah.
And Jesus really will comfort it when we're authentic. I learned that. God will change you when you're authentic. Yeah. When you fake, you know, that's why I said, like, give you a heart of flesh, not a heart of stone.
Yeah.
Like, it's deep. I've been learning that in my life, too. Be more transparent with my feelings. Like, God will. You know? So, yeah.
Yeah. That's the thing I've been trying to. Because I'm not the most natural, like, naturally expressive person. I have emotions, but I'm not, like, naturally expressive. So, I feel like when I do let emotions, like, do its thing, it becomes real, and I feel like mourning that version of the company made it real, and I did not want to do that at all.
Yeah.
You know, that's what made it a longer process, I feel like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I can definitely agree to that, because mourning, I'm not a crier at all, but baby, when it hit, I mean, a mighty rushing wind. I mean, just let it out, honey. Just let it pour. Let it rain down, okay? I need to get it out. I mean, and it definitely, you know, acknowledging that you're not okay is definitely like a very human thing. And I think it's a real thing. It's an authentic thing. And I think acknowledging that allows for you to open yourself up and be vulnerable with God and be like, this is where I'm at. And I'm giving this to you, you know, literally laying your burdens down. I think that also has to do with surrendering as well. Not just surrendering your ideas or what you thought, but surrendering all of your problems and laying your burdens down and being real about that. And just being like, God, I'm going to allow you to have full control of whatever this is and allow you to move and continue to work. And then just listen to Holy Spirit, because clearly I don't know the way. Clearly my way is not the right way. And so I'm going to allow you to show me the way and listen for your voice and see all of the things that I've been praying for come to fruition.
Yeah, that's really good, man. That's so good. Something that I've been surrendering or that I had to surrender in 2024. Well, a few things. I feel like I almost lost my life. I ain't had no breath. I felt like everything. I feel like I was stripped down in 2024. Like, I feel like friends, I was in almost a 5-year relationship that ended in 2024. Like, family, like, there were so many things that I feel like I had to give to the Lord and surrender. And I feel like the Lord allowed me to completely surrender my life in 2024. Because I was saved, but I wasn't fully surrendered. Like, I wasn't, and I was trying to figure out, like, why I would, like, have these highs and lows in the Lord. Like, I would, you know, be really, really, really high and, like, you know, praying and warring in the spirit. And then I'd be really, really low and I'm out getting my party on. And things that God has showed me is just like, you haven't invited me in your life in totality. You know what I'm saying? Like, you haven't, you didn't, like, there was just so many things. I feel like I lived a life of fully surrenderance in 2024. And I feel like in the beginning of totally surrendering to God, it feels like you are losing everything because he is reshaping your mind. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're allowing the Lord to reshape your mind. And so friendships change, relationships change, the way that I date has changed.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, God.
I was on them dating apps.
That was the time.
My Lord.
Living wild and free. No.
It was literally it would just be very hard shifts. Like, literally, she would give me daily updates. Like, because I would go to the gym. I have a gym right there. And I'd be on the chair. And I'd be like, all right, what's the daily update? And she would, like, bring it to me like a newspaper. I'm like,
girl, this on today's episode, girl, surrender your life to Jesus because you're trying to find a man, okay, and ain't surrendered. Okay, but you want him to surrender. How you want him to be surrendered? Where he gonna find you? Because it ain't in Jesus' face. No, for real though. But for real, like, and then it, I feel like I was just so distracted. I was so distracted. Yeah. So I just feel like everything in my life has become about just total surrenderance to the Lord and focusing on him. And I mean, I can't like pinpoint. I mean, you talk relationship, like literally a relationship, everything. I feel like everything in my life has been, like, has made me get on my knees. Yeah. So, and I'm grateful.
I remember literally, I think we were talking about it like the other week or something. He was like we was talking about like the process of like God, like basically purging stuff out of your life or whatever. And it was like, it feels like, you know, it felt like he was taking like everything, like my everything was like taken. Like, it felt like that because that was your everything. It was an idol. Like,
it was an idol.
That was your everything. Yeah.
Idols. Like, I feel like when I see it in my mind, I feel like they're like tall, like white things and like covering my entire heart. It feels like, you know what I'm saying? Wow. And the Lord was showing me, like, I want to take, I'm killing it at its root. Like, I'm taking it up and it hurts. It doesn't feel good. I feel like I had so many pacifiers and I'm not going to lie. It hurts so bad. Right now I'm so tempted because everything that I was running to, like, felt so good because it was so quick. Yeah. And God is showing me, like, you're going to have to rest in me. Mm. Like, you're going to have to just sit with me right now.
Yeah.
Like this is what surrenderance looks like, sitting with me.
Yeah.
And, like, waiting. Yeah. And I'm like, baby, I'm about to get on this date now. But you know what I mean? Like, it's hard. Like, it was a hard but very fruitful.
Yeah.
Very fruitful. Like, it was hard but fruitful. And I tell you, in December is, like, one of the worst, like, months for me because of, like, you know, I don't have, like, a lot of family or whatever. And when I tell you, this has been that was the best December I'd ever had. Like, this has been the best holiday season I've ever had because I was truly focused on the Lord. Yeah. And I was allowing him to, like, feel things and just running to him. I was comforted by God. So, I don't know.
Love that. Child,
yeah.
That's so good.
Yeah.
That's so good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm being ministered to. I don't know about y'all. Right? I'm having a great time.
For no, sure. Seriously.
It's like, because it's like different versions of the same thing. Like, when you're going through a thing, and, like, God's, like, taking, like, I've always said this thing. Well, I didn't say it. My grandma taught it to me. When my granddad had passed, she was like, because around that time, she was, like, not real sad. And I'm like, girl, what is going on? You all right? And she was like, God gives and God takes away. And, like, God is good when he gives and God is good when he takes away. So I'm just, like, reminded of that with our stories. Like, God is good. He gives and he takes away. And both are equally as good for you.
Yeah.
For sure. And that's what I'm really grateful for, like, our new podcast, because, like, it really shows you that, you know, we're all doing this Christ walk and we're not alone in it. Like, we're all going through different variations of the same thing. And it's just like, Lord, thank God that I'm not alone. I mean, I know that he's there, but it's just like, to have somebody to go through the same things that you're going through, it really helps. It's very inspiring. It ministers to me. It encourages me. It gives me hope that, you know, I will see better days. And I'm just grateful for all of it, for sure.
Amen. Yeah. We all will.
Amen.
Amen.
That's good. All right. Well, dang. All right.
So I'm going to ask. We're on the last question, right?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Awesome. So how I got a great question, y'all. So, how are we going to operate in faith this week?
How are we going to operate in faith?
This week.
This week, not next week. Not like money, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think for me personally, it just looks like just continuing to intentionally dive into scripture. Like, even if it's like, even if it's just to discover the Lord. Like, just to, like, just dive into scripture and be like, all right, Lord, what is it that you want me to know about you today? And just, like, just kind of just, like, just taking that step of faith and just expecting the Lord to just speak through his word. So I say that's what I personally could do.
Yeah,
I agree. I definitely agree. For me, so we, at my church, we talk about faith all the time. And my pastor would get on stage and be like, what is faith class? Yeah, that's right. Because we are students in the word. Amen. But he'll get on the stage or in the pulpit and be like, what is faith? And we all know in my church, the way that we describe it is acting on what we believe. So for me, acting on what I believe is continuing to basically what Ryan said, be intentional in his word, you know, making sure that I make time for God, because, you know, I never want to get to a place where I'm like on autopilot again.
Yeah.
And it's very easy to slip back into that place when there's just so much going on and we got this booking and we doing this and we flying here and we, you know, we just doing it. We just doing it, having a good old time. And even in our purpose, we can get distracted. And I never want to get to a place or that place again. So just making sure that I have, you know, my personal worship time with God, reading my word, actively doing devotionals, checking in with like-minded people or people who are filled with the Holy Spirit just to make sure that they're good, because, you know, we are to be fishers of men. And
No!
Not the best one to go!
No!
That was the worst thing that could have happened.
I'm going to have to edit this video.
No, please.
Yeah, that would be funny. That's funny.
I mean, he was so into it.
What if that's how the rapture is going to be and people be in church and it'd be like those people like left this? In church?
Like this?
Yeah.
Oh. Imagine the rapture is here and then the only thing that's left is my hair.
My hair? Dang.
Okay. Well, yeah. Cash, you could go. Okay. Wait, should we wait?
No.
No, Mal will be here. You bet. I bet. Yeah. He's coming.
Oh, okay. No.
Oh, so
okay. Yeah.
Wait for Malcolm?
No.
Okay. How am I operating faith? I'm going to be real. God has been having me in a pretty weird place because, you know, some things with the church, like just like with the state, the county, they've been shutting down services like a mug, like service. They shut down Bible study and they shut down worship rehearsals. And then we're just going to go straight to Sunday, like this Sunday.
Oh, man.
And so it's like, you know, it's great, but it's like, you didn't have no rehearsals. I haven't seen my church family like that in a minute. So love actually seeing us in person. But kind of like, I think this, I want to be intentional about delegation. That's huge for me with faith. Like having faith to trust God that even if I'm going to trust God and for my sanity, I'm going to give this to somebody else, help them out, you know? I think that's one thing that I'm operating faith with delegation, even more like we've been developing a media team and they're really good, y'all. And marketing, like we have two marketers work at our church. I never even knew. Never knew.
No.
Like they work for marketing and tossing the keys to them. And it's great, you know, and so trusting the Lord with delegation and trusting him with like that he's going to provide the fruit. Right. Like he's going to provide the fruit, like even when it comes to even like growing more members or whatever, like no matter what, he's going to do it. So I'm operating faith and just knowing like whatever God has for me this week, I'm going to trust him. And I'm also going to trust him through his people.
Yeah.
That's the way I could operate in faith because, you know, I'd be in my word a lot, you know, stuff like that. But actually acting on like. Yeah, believe in God. Like, you got it, Lord. It's going to be all right.
Yeah.
Kind of like how I feel.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Good. I'm going to allow God to comfort me because I feel like it's waging war. Tired of principalities messing with me. No, for real. Like, I feel like the walls are low-key closing in. I feel like I'm making a lot of big decisions and just trying to trust the Lord with it. And so I'm just going to have faith that the Lord will see me through and that he is with me and will comfort me. And he is not rushing me to like, he's not rushing the process. So yeah. I shouldn't either.
Yeah.
So like, I'm just having faith that he'll be what he, exactly who he says he is. Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah. Brandy, did you?
Oh, sorry.
Malcolm went. And then,
I just texted Malcolm. Malcolm said, did he cut out for just me? And I said, yes, Malcolm, come back. So hopefully he's coming back.
Prayers up for Malcolm.
Prayers up. How am I operating in faith?
Yeah.
Operating faith this
week. This week. I'm going to work, baby. I'm going to work and I'm loving it. I really am. I love being an employee. I do. It's an amazing experience. I'm reading throughout the day. It's like, so... I'm going to, you know, live in that prayer. And then also, I think as we're working on things in the company, this iteration of what this company is going to look like, I think that's a faith walk too. Because it was a traumatic season. Am I right?
Right.
Am I right? So picking it back up, now that I've put it down, but picking it up as far as like turning it into what he wants it to be, I think that's definitely a faith walk that I'm doing through tests. This week.
Yeah. I can't wait for us to I want us to talk about business one day because it's its own like journey.
Yeah, it really is.
It's a different world and it's an idol.
It's a very it's an idol that can make you have a great life.
Yeah. And then we think it's God. Like most things, most things we think is God because it brings prosperity.
It mimics, it's a very perverted version, but it can almost be mistaken as God if you don't know who he is. Like, yes. It provides for you, it pr- protects you in some sense, because you can purchase things that'll protect you and your family. You can, it does all these things, but it is, it's not even a fraction of what God does. So
yeah, man. This... All right, y'all. Well, I don't know where Malcolm went. Malcolm here.
Hold on. Malcolm isn't coming.
There you go.
Malcolm, I knew you were coming the whole time.
Bro, what happened?
I don't know. I was literally in the middle of talking and it just, I don't know.
Yeah, it just kicked you off.
I'm just so irritated.
It's fine. Go ahead.
Should I start from the beginning of what I was saying?
Yeah, start. Say it again.
Okay, hold on. All right. What was the doggone question again? I'm just so irritated. Oh, God. Whoa.
Malcolm, we try not to edit so much. Come on.
I'm trying.
Sorry. What was the question?
How are you going to operate in faith this week?
Okay, how am I going to operate in faith this week? Yeah, so, I mean, just continuing to be intentional about, you know, reading my word, having my personal worship time, checking in with people who are like-minded in Christ, and just really being intentional. Yeah, I mean, I don't have a long, drawn-out thing about, you know, what I'm trying to do this week, but just being consistent in the word and being consistent in my personal worship time. So, that's me.
That's good.
And that's strong.
Yeah, that is strong. If y'all listen, everybody that's watching our family, y'all family now, welcome, welcome, welcome. If y'all please place all the comments down below, like anything that you're, you know, trusting God or and having faith with this week, like we want to know, because it is impossible to please God without faith. So it is a requirement to be in this family. So yeah, but we about to head on out. So just like, subscribe, comment, and listen to us on all podcast outlets. We love y'all so much, and we'll talk to y'all soon. Bye, y'all.
Wait, how do we get out of this? Do we just like say bye?
Yes, say bye.
Okay. Okay, good. Bye.